This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Do you want to learn new tricks and be better in bed? Who wouldn't want to be better in bed? I know everyone could use a little improvement, and that's why I love Beducated.com. Beducated is like the Netflix of sex education. Every kind of course on SEX that you can imagine in one place. Whether you're single or partnered up or married for a really long time or in a throuple, Beducated has something for you. They have a female orgasm course that teaches women how to have every kind of orgasm. And the great thing about Beducated is you don't just learn by listening. You learn by seeing it all in action, okay? There are videos with real live people so you could watch and follow along. So what are you waiting for? Go join now because there is a huge Black Friday sale. And you're going to get 60% off your annual subscription. So go to Beducated.com and use my code anonymous to get 60% off your annual subscription just this month for their Black Friday sale. Use my code anonymous at Beducated.com for 60% off your annual subscription, or just go to the description, click on the link, and your discount is going to be automatically applied. Go now because that Black Friday sale ends this month.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed me on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I'm at Strict Anonymous on YouTube as well. If you are listening on a podcast app, make sure to follow my show, subscribe. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because everybody remains anonymous. All the names are fake. All the voices are fake, but the stories are real. If you want to call in because you have like a super interesting, real, secret, naughty life that you live, or an open, and it doesn't have to be secret life, but it's interesting life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, you could call into the show. Just send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show, or go to Instagram or Twitter and DM me there at Strict Anonymous. The quickest way to get me to respond is through the email. You could also call my confessions hotline That number is 347-420-3579. That is set up for short confessions if you just want to get something off your back. It's also set up for people to tell me that they want to be on the show and tell me what they want to talk about. But like I said, the quickest way is send me an email. That's the quickest way to get a response from me. But you could call that number 24/7. It's 347-420-3579. If you want to call in and talk to me because you're looking for advice, I offer that. It's on the DL. I don't air those episodes. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com for information. I charge for that. It's $100, 45 minutes. Typically, people use that option because they want to talk to me about an issue or that they need advice on, and that's a great way to do it. And I love those calls because I love nothing more than to pick apart someone's problem and try to help them with it. So if you have a problem that no one wants to talk to you about, or you don't want to talk to anyone about because maybe it's, you know, a secret or whatever, you could call me up. I don't air those episodes. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. I'll send you a link to set up. Today is Fetish Fridays, and I have on Dean. Dean was a great storyteller. He's one of those guys that just like had the whole story. It's chronological. It's great. It's really interesting because Dean has a fetish. We start off talking about that. It's panties and lingerie fetish. He talks about an interesting scenario that happened when he was 9 or 10 that definitely wired him to be into panties and lingerie. And then he talks about all these other things that happened when he was younger, especially with his stepsister, that furthered his lingerie wearing thing, as well as something that him and his wife do now, which is cuckolding. So there's a lot of stuff that happens early on that he talks about that eventually comes back to the story when you hear about like the progression of him and his wife's vanilla life into a like a cuckolding open marriage situation where they are doing all kinds of things. I mean, his story is like super interesting. So like I said, we start off talking about his fetish and his early experiences. He does have this crazy stepsister that you wouldn't believe the shit that went down with her. He talks about all the places that he stole panties and stuff when he was younger and how he was able to get his rocks off with that. He does then talk about meeting his wife, how they had a vanilla sex life, and how dirty talk, them talking dirty to each other, led to so much. It led to him admitting that he liked to wear panties. It was kind of like by accident. You'll hear that story. He admitted to her that he had bi fantasies. That's something else that he talks about that happened to him when he was younger, when he started to realize that he was into that. They started pegging. His wife is super interesting. I mean, you won't believe the things that she has set up for him and how she has done it. She set up the pegging scenario. They started pegging. Then they had a threesome with a woman. And then he joined Tinder and she helped him like hook up with a guy. And he had his first experience really hooking up with a guy. It started out, his first experience was a BJ on a work trip. And he talks in detail about that. And then his wife admitted to wanting to hook up with another guy, and then he set that up and he couldn't have loved that whole scenario more. He's a total cuck. So they love the reclaiming sex. She's been with guys. They're totally into it. He is eventually on his way to maybe, and she's totally into it. They have a regular bull that they've hooked up with a couple times. They plan on doing even more stuff. Getting more into the cuck fantasies. He talks about it all. It's a really interesting story how it all plays out. He's really good at telling it. So he's sent me pics. So make sure if you want to see them, go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. All of the links to everything is in the description. I'm going to be right back on with Dean.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Dean. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Doing all right, Kathy. How about yourself?
I'm good. You cop to the fact that you're like all my other callers and you're like sitting in your car in some parking lot ready to divulge all your dirty secrets to me. So funny.
Seems to be a thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, years ago, it was only the only thing you found in parking lots were like empty cars or people cheating, you know, having cheating sex. Now you have to add in there people calling into my podcast. So funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen. Dean, you are calling in because you do have a cross-dressing fetish, but you also mentioned in your email like this whole other story that I feel like is like could be its own separate thing where your wife kind of caught you and then now you have like this cuckolding thing going on. I mean, I don't have any more details than that, so you're going to have to tell me your whole story, how that kind of ties into the fact that you guys started cuckolding. Is that correct?
Yes, we actually started at it's progressing day in and day out.
Wow. Okay, so let's start first with your cross-dressing fetish, and then, you know, we'll work up to how she caught you and how that led into the cuckolding that you guys are doing now, because I think that that's interesting. I haven't heard that story before, but let's get into your fetish first. Like, when did you realize you like to cross-dress, and were you, or is it cross, is it full cross-dressing, or is it just panties and stuff like that? I mean, what?
It's just like panties and lingerie. I've never been into the makeup and wig sort of thing. I am a very masculine guy, so I'd probably look pretty foolish with lipstick and a beard. But
right.
It's definitely the panties and the lingerie stuff.
And so when did that start for you?
I want to say I was about 9-10 years old, and staying out with friends. You know, like we do at that age. And it was me and one of my friends. I was staying at his house, and we were playing poker. Of course, we didn't know the rules. It was, you know, who had the highest hand. And we kept making silly bets. And one of the bets that I happened to lose was whoever lost had to put on his sister's panties.
Wow, that's hilarious.
And, you know, I did it because I lost, and I was humiliated. But once I put them on, I thought, you know, this isn't bad. This doesn't feel bad, and actually, you know, they look nice.
Wow.
And in doing that, I started to, you know, feel things change, and he actually noticed it. And I was embarrassed. You know, this is, if not the first, it was probably one of the first times I had gotten an erection. At that young of an age, you don't know what that is.
Yeah, right, and you're getting it in front of your friend. While you're wearing his sister's panties. I mean, oh my God.
Now he was about 2 years older than me. So, you know, being the older friend he was, he decided, you know, he was going to help me out. And he explained to me, you know, hey, you know, if you mess with that thing a little bit, it feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of demonstrated. And so I started doing it. And I think that's probably where that whole thing with the panty stuff started. You know, I heard one of your callers in the past, you talked about, you know, whatever you first see or what you first get involved in, it kind of keeps on recurring. And I kind of believe that might have been what happened with me.
For sure. I think those early things get wired into you, whatever that is, especially if, and you're going to tell me, if you then went home and continued to, when you had an erection, to either try on panties and do it at the same time, you know, to keep recreating that same moment and keep, then that would only further that, you know?
Did you follow me through my childhood or?
No.
It seems like you know how this story is going to go.
Yeah, of course. That's how it does go.
Exactly. And that's kind of exactly what I think happened. But going forward, you know, I get back home and like you said, I started playing around in mom's panty drawers and sister's panty drawers and things like that, trying on different types, different colors. Always make sure that, you know, I rush them to the laundry basket afterwards and tuck them way down deep. You know, the same mistake that all young boys make when they do stuff like that. Let's not wash it. Let's just tuck it in there and hope nobody notices.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody ever said anything to me, so I don't know if anything was noticed or not. Of course, my mom was not the type that would have said anything anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, fast forward a year or two later, and I found the Holy Grail. Found Dad's porno mag stash.
Oh wow, and that is like hitting the lottery. People nowadays don't understand. We didn't have the Google or, you know, Pornhub, so finding something like that was like hitting the lottery.
Oh, yeah, when you find where that's at, that's your go-to place. The second that front door shuts with everybody leaving, that's where you're headed to.
Yeah.
But going through those, you know, at first, yeah, I looked through all the Playboys. I was like, hey, this is nice because I do love women 100%, and a woman's body is something to be admired. But as I got further down that stack, I got into some more of the hardcore magazines, and I started noticing little ads where you'd call in.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those ads actually had transsexuals in them.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, hold up a minute. Now, what is this? This is interesting because they're wearing the stuff that I like to wear. They have kind of the same equipment that I have. And I think that kind of got my mind thinking, you know, that might be something I might be interested in. Because, you know, I see other men and I'm like, that guy is handsome, you know, because I can tell, hey, that's a guy that's going to draw the women, stuff like that. But as far as being attracted to men, that's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are parts of the male anatomy that I am very interested in, which we'll talk about later.
Totally, okay.
And you get that with the transsexuals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that fueled a lot of intimate moments for me growing up and a lot of desires going through those magazines. And then my dad, you know, my mom and dad were divorced, and he got a girlfriend, and his girlfriend had two daughters that were slightly older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to peruse their panty drawers when they were gone, and they had a little bit skimpier cuts. You know, they had some string bikinis and thongs and things like that, and I really had a good time with that. But in that, I did get caught by one of my sisters.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Oh, you're kidding.
So she found a pair of hers in my closet, and I tried to argue that no, it must have gotten mixed up with the laundry, but she had remembered putting that specific pair back in the drawer right before she left.
Right. So did she tell your mom or her dad?
She didn't, but we made a deal that I would be her slave going forward.
So, but what kind of slave?
Her time to do dishes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It come time to do dishes. I was the one doing dishes,
smart.
Doing her laundry,
I'm
going
sorry.
To fetch her water.
There is no way that girl isn't super successful right now. She's a smart bitch. A, because she remembered exactly where that thing was, and she didn't let you make her believe that she just like forgot. And B, because she made you do all her chores. Oh my God, I'd high five her. How smart.
Oh, wait till I tell you what else she did to me.
Okay. Oh, no. Well, maybe. Okay.
yeah, that went on for a little while. And from time to time, she would think it was funny to put me in a pair of her panties and have me doing things like that.
And oh, then, wow.
One time when our parents were gone, it was just me, her, there. She said, I'm going to go out to the pool and swim because we have a little pool out back. And I said, okay. She's like, well, you ought to come with me. And this was, she forced me to wear one of her bikinis to go out there. And this is my first time going outside the house wearing anything like that. We had no fence around us. That was a terrifying moment. At that time, I was about 14, I believe.
Oh, my God. How old was she?
She would have been 16 at the time.
Okay. So is she getting off on, because this is your stepsister, right? Is she getting
right.
off on, like, humiliating you?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly what it was. And, you know, we were close. We were very close, actually, you know, with all this stuff going on. There was, at one point in time, shortly after that, she was talking, she was a very promiscuous young woman, and she was talking about all the different partners she'd had, all that stuff. She asked me if I'd had any, and I told her no. And she said, well, you need to know how, you know, what areas to please a woman. And so she actually gave me a little anatomy lesson.
By, like, right showing you, know, you her shit?
Yeah, she showed me. She said, so this is where the clit is, and you will have to know this.
Oh,
and she's like, you know, you women like to be touched here and here. And the entire time, I had a raging erection.
Wow.
Like, if she'd have just closed her eyes for a second, I would have been all... And I could have had a lot more exciting story to tell you had that had happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she didn't go, she didn't like cross those boundaries or lines or anything. I mean, do you think she knew what she was doing?
Absolutely.
Right.
She absolutely knew what she was doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there would be times, you know, she'd come home drunk, climb in her window, and she would holler for me, come. She'd say, help me get my jeans off. Help me get my shirt off. She knew what she was doing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She
the smart ones, if they're
not,
yeah, she was. Yeah, she was. She was a smart and twisted.
But you know, I think about shortly after anatomy lesson, maybe 5-6 months. Her mom, and my dad got divorced, so we kind of didn't see each other for a while. Now we actually live in the same small town of about 300 or 400 people, so we see each other on a regular basis, and nothing's ever said, but. It's awkward. After that, I think the next thing to be talked about is at 17 years old, whenever I lost my virginity, is mm-hmm. actually in a threesome.
You're kidding. How did that happen?
Yeah. Well, I got sent away to a boys' home because I was causing a little bit of trouble. And every so often, they'd let us boys go back to our normal homes on the weekends. And one weekend, I brought one of my friends home with me from that boys' home. And he was staying there at the house with me. We went out to a house party. And we were at that house party. He noticed one of the girls I used to go to school with, and he kept trying and trying and trying to sleep with her, and she wasn't giving the time of day. Mm-hmm. And me being full of liquid courage, having no idea what I was doing, I said, hey, you want me to show you how this is done? He said, sure. So I walked up to her, and I said, hey, I'm tired of beating around the bush. Let's go fuck.
Right.
And she said, okay. And she grabbed me by the arm, started dragging me down the hallway. Well, he comes tagging along. He's like, wait a minute. I wanted that. She said, you can come too. So we go back there, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, you're about to lose your virginity, but your buddy's going to be right here in the room with you. It ended up with, you know, me on top, pounding away mercilessly like I have no idea what's going on, and she was giving him a hand job at the same time. But that was my first actual sexual experience with somebody else. Was a threesome with my best friend and some girl I knew from school.
Oh, yeah. That's going to... I think something like that, you know, is probably a reason why you eventually wind up in a little bit of a cuck situation. You know, that three. There's a three.
Yeah.
There's a... You know, it's triangular.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was brought in. That's kind of what you're inducted into. So that's what you're like, hey, this is...
Yeah, that's how you lost your virginity.
Yeah.
You know.
Unfortunately, they can't all be threesomes, so I had to go through a spell there. It was just me and one other person, and that was great, too, but I always kind of thought, you know, it'd be nice to get back to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can imagine. Because it's like you started at the top of the mountain and then had to go down.
I just lucked out there somehow. I have no idea how that line worked, and I promise you I've used it many times, and it has never worked since.
Yeah, no. That's not like a common thing that happens.
I think it's just a little bit too much drinking and a little bit too much smoking going on, and inhibitions were gone.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so you lose your virginity. You have that threesome. Now, during all this time where you're still secretly wearing panties and stuff at home?
I was. Now, when I went to the boys' home, obviously there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a spell there where I was not able to. It lasted for about a year, maybe a little bit more. But shortly after leaving that boys' home, I enlisted in the Army. And one thing about the Army is when you go in as a single soldier, eventually you're going to be living in barracks with other people. And I happened to luck out and get sent into some co-ed barracks
mm-hmm.
where there's several rooms that have women in them.
Oh, wow.
And we had a shared laundry facility.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing you can see kind of where this is going.
Yeah. I mean, that was like the perfect. Yeah, I'm surprised that they had co-ed scenarios like that. Or it wasn't like you were in the rooms. It was just that it was in the building co-ed.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. The same building is kind of set up like an apartment. You know, there's several different rooms, mm-hmm. All that stuff. But there's one laundry room that everybody shared.
Right.
And so when it finally clicked, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. You know, I have a buffet down here I can pick from.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I know I've talked to several other people before. They're in the panties and all that stuff. A lot of them, they really get off on the act of stealing them.
Yeah.
That wasn't my thing. I stole them because I was too big of a sissy to go buy them myself.
Yeah, there was an Amazon at that time. It was hard to get your hands on stuff.
Right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If you looked at my Amazon shop list, you would swear them down it was a woman.
Exactly. It's so funny. Your orders.
But, you know, in the barracks, I shared a room with one other guy, and I wore panties the vast majority of the time that I was in. But I did a good job at keeping those hidden, you know, by wearing shorts over them and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way our rooms were situated, I was on one side, he was on the other, is kind of offset. There was one night where I was laying there, and I was awake. You couldn't really see because the lights were off. And he was laying in bed, and his light was on. And I actually got to watch him pleasure himself while I was there.
Oh, wow.
And that really got the wheels turning. Here I am laying in bed, wearing these panties he's unaware of, and I'm watching him pleasure himself. He can't see me, but I can see him because of the light of the TV. And I really got thinking, I'm like, you know, I could help him with that.
Right.
But I still didn't have the nerves to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward, next thing, I'm out and I'm working kind of in the oil field stuff, and I'm having to go do my laundry at laundromats all the time. I'm living in an RV at the time. I don't really have any family or anything like that. And again, working at going to that laundromat gives me more opportunity to increase my collection even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is 2 or 3 years after I'm out of the military. All those panties are long gone and they don't even fit me anymore because obviously you gain weight once you get out of there.
Yeah.
So I start finding more and more there. And I actually had a woman that she saw me walking out with panties in my hands. I had nothing else in my hands but panties and the laundry thing. And I thought for sure she was going to dime me out on it.
Yeah. What'd she say?
She just kind of gave me a strange look, and I ducked my head down, and I hurried out. And from then on, every time I saw that laundromat, I left. Regardless of where I was in my laundry, halfway through pulling the detergent, I left out of there.
Right.
Because the shame was pretty, pretty large.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was working there, I ended up meeting my wife. We ended up getting married, and she actually lived out of town. So I'm still living in the RV, working out of town, doing all that stuff. But I'm married to her, and we're married. We have a good marriage, great sex life, nothing kinky going on at all.
Vanilla.
You know, it's your normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's normal. You know, husband and wife. You know, hey, we'll do doggy style this time, her on top, but nothing other than that. One thing to note that might play into the cuckoo thing is when I met her, she was a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that might have played in that as well, because as much as I enjoy going and paying for those $20 table dances and lap dances from her, I also thoroughly enjoyed watching her give those to other men.
Right. And that definitely is a cue that you dig that, because a lot of guys could not handle that.
Right. And I ate it up every time I saw it. We actually made a small business out of it in the fact that because I was her boyfriend, I was safe.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I would come in, all the other strippers can come talk to me, joke with me, not worry about me hitting on them or doing anything like that. And while they were all occupied talking with me and, you know, we're joking, have a good time, my girlfriend was out getting all these lap dances because everybody else was feeling neglected.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
So in turn, she would pay for my entry, pay for me to have a bottomless beer mug so I can drink all the beer I want all night. I'm surrounded by strippers. I'm living my best life.
And she's making a lot of cash.
Yeah, she did that. But after we got married, she quit stripping. She started working several other little jobs stuff. And I'm living out of town in the RV. She's at home. You know, we're doing the whole dirty talk thing, and Skype had just come out. So were trying through the grainy video message and stuff like that to have our fun. It was, as you probably know, very hard back then when Skype was first coming out. But in doing all that stuff, the dirty talk really started to pick up. It started talking about having another woman with us. Then it got to, well, let's have another couple with us. And, oh, let's have a man with us. Oh, well, then you can help service the man. And then the man's going to do you, and I'm going to doll you up, and the man's going to do. And all this stuff kept coming up and growing, growing, and growing. So finally I told her, I said, well, you know I have a thing for panties.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have heard her jaw hit the ground. See, she had no idea.
Well, why did you think that she did?
Just because the way that I did nothing to make the conversation progress, but kept progressing and progressing and progressing to the point where she said, I'm going to get you dolled up and let him let a guy have his way with you.
So you thought, like, that was her saying that she knew. You didn't think that she was just pulling that out of the
hat.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why I said I think I was caught at that point in time, because
yeah.
I was like, oh, crap. She must have seen him when I had him hidden in the camper and she came to visit or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I come clean. I'm like, well, you know, I have a thing for panties and all that stuff. And so that really opened our conversation up about what are we into.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, you know, she didn't have any real kinks to let loose. She's like, no, I don't really have anything like that. She told me, I used to be a lesbian, but, you know, now I'm not. But, you know, I still find women attractive. But she had nothing on the level that I did. Then talked to her, you know, I said, you know, I think I have kind of bi tendencies. I had been turned on by transsexuals and things like that. You know, I hadn't done anything up to this point, really. And so she brought up the idea of, well, have you heard of pegging? Because in all this, throughout this conversation that happened over weeks, she'd been researching. She said, well, have you heard of pegging? I said, no. So she explained it to me. I'm like, yes, we need to do this.
Yeah.
We need to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th. I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
That's pretty amazing, though, if you think about it. I mean, just for people listening, that here you were, like, a very vanilla couple, and it was really the dirty talking and that really helped get you guys to admit stuff that you were into that you were not admitting before. It really goes to show that communicating, and maybe in a, like, a dirty kind of way while you're having sex, is a great time to let that stuff out, and it really can lead to then living out your stuff in real life. Fantasizing.
Well, we're both firm believers that some stuff you say when you're in the heat of passion, it's just fantasy. It's not something you want to act out or you intend to act out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that warrants further discussion on down the road.
Yeah.
And so when we're in the heat of the moment, we're going to say, what are we thinking? What, you know, what's going through our minds? And after we get done, let's go back. Oh, hey, so you mentioned this. Is that something you want to try?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you like to see it go down? So those lines of communication are very open between us. You know, we've had some of that stuff that has started out as, that's a hard no, there's no way it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as it progresses, it's like, you know, I know we said we'd not do this, but I'm kind of thinking it might be something worth trying.
Interesting. Now she knows what you're into, the dressing up. Obviously, she's into it, too, on some level, because you guys are playing together. And now she brought up pegging. You're like, let's effing do it. So you guys start pegging?
Yes. Yeah, so, I told her, I said, yes, we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, how would you like it to happen? And I said, well, I don't want to know that it's going to happen.
Oh, interesting.
I want it to be sprung on me, like almost forced.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's fine. She said, I'll handle everything. And she said, you know, do you want the panty play and all that stuff involved in? I said, yes, 100%. I want the panty play, lingerie play, pegging, all that stuff to be a part of it. I said, oral, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple weeks later, I finally get a few days off. I go to visit her at the house, and I show up. I walk in. She says, get upstairs, get changed, or take a shower, and get changed. I'll lay your clothes out on the bed for you. I thought, that's odd. I never got any commands like that, but okay. So I went upstairs. I'm taking a shower and everything. As I come out, there lay a nice little pink thong bodysuit on the bed with a butt plug. And she says, put this in and put these on.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I guess is it. So I wrestle the bodysuit on, and I am a larger frame guy. I'm into powerlifting and things like that, so it doesn't fit really well, but I get it on. I put the butt plug in. I sheepishly kind of walk downstairs, and she is down there decked out in black leather with about an 8-inch pink strap on.
I thought, oh, wow.
Oh, God, that's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. And it was pretty intimidating. I'm thinking, you know, a little bitty beginner's thing. No, this thing, it was, like I said, it ain't 8 inches, and it was pretty girthy. It was pretty massive.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way this is going to happen. And I think she could see the look in my face. She said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you. And she did. She led me to our downstairs bedroom, and she used other toys and things like that to get me relaxed and ready. She actually had me on my knees servicing the strap on with my mouth for a little while. And I thought, man, this is incredibly hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of impressed myself, too, for somebody that never done anything like that before. I'm like, I don't know why women complain so much. This isn't so bad.
Right.
But, you know, then she started getting me ready with her toys and everything. And, man, the first time she penetrated with it, I was in heaven. I absolutely loved it. And that became a regular thing, not with all the theatrics involved in it, but a regular thing where once or twice a month, I would be surprised with, hey, you know, go get your bodysuit on. And I knew whenever it come time to put that on, I knew what that meant.
Right.
So that's kind of what got us going into the pegging thing. And during the pegging, obviously there's a lot of dirty talk in there. There are other toys involved where, you know, she had a dildo such cup to the headboard and had that in my mouth while she was behind me thrusting, and that was incredibly hot. At no time did I really feel like a woman, but the feeling of the lingerie and stuff like that and being used like I've seen women used in porn and things like that, I found that incredibly hot.
Right.
Going through that and being in that position.
I also think maybe because, you know, were you turned on when your stepsister used to dress you up and make you go, you know, swim with her and all that shit? Were those times like highly charged sexual experiences for you?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I would think, you know, there you are again dressed up and now you get to like actually fuck the girl, you know?
Yeah, and just the thought of dressing up and somebody else seeing me like that, seeing me vulnerable like that.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, in my day-to-day life, I present as a very masculine, very dominant person.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to flip that switch and be totally the opposite, I think it's kind of a, I don't know if it's relaxing or just, it's a calming thing for
me. It's a release. Absolutely.
To be able to flip that.
Yeah, yeah, in the BDSM world, a lot of times, you know, you find that who's the submissive going to meet the dominatrix in the dungeon? It's the CEO. It's not, you know, it's not the guy that's working for the CEO. It's the CEO. That's the way he gets all that shit off his back, is to be the exact opposite, because there's a lot of stress being that alpha person. So a lot of times when it comes to that time, it's the people typically switch to the opposite of what they are.
I think that's kind of the only rub that we have in our marriage, is because we're both so alpha and dominant during the day in our occupations and things that we do, that we both at nighttime are like, I want to be submissive. So sometimes, you know, I will allow her to be submissive at night, mm-hmm. and sometimes she'll allow me to. And we have to balance that. And sometimes we find ourselves out of balance there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And we have to sit down and have a conversation and be like, it's been a little while since you've kind of just taken charge. So
your turn.
but we did that, like I said, a couple times a month. And a few months after that, she texted me. She said, hey, I got a question. I said, okay, what is it? She said, well, she texted me, wanted me to come over. She's been drinking and she's lonely. I said, what do you mean she's lonely? She said, she wants me to sleep with her.
Wait, who's this girl? Her friend or someone?
It's her best friend that lives next door to us.
Okay, so she's like, she wants me to sleep with her, like somehow?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's having trouble with her husband and frustrated, and I guess they've been talking, and she invited my wife over to sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knew my wife used to be a lesbian, and she wanted to experience that. So she messaged me, she's like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm like, absolutely take pictures. I want to see this.
Right.
And so they do. And I still have the pictures this day, and I love looking at them every time I see them. But my wife started to feel some guilt from that, because, you know, now we're stepping outside the marriage.
Right. And this is the first time.
Don't worry. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't worry about it. I told you it's okay. I wouldn't say it was okay. I would tell you if I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
And we discussed it quite a bit, and she said, well, have you ever stepped outside of marriage? I said, you're all the woman I could ever want. I have no desire to step outside. You fulfill everything I need from a woman.
Right.
And then she brought the fact, you keep saying from a woman. And I thought, uh-oh, I know where this is going. So she said, what about a man? Do you want to step outside the marriage with another man? I said, I've thought about fooling around with guys and stuff like that. She said, I can make it happen. And I was terrified when she said, oh, this is not going to end well.
Why?
Well,
why do you feel that way?
Well, I didn't want to be thought of as gay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want somebody to think, he's gay. I'm from a very conservative state, and I know that other areas, it's a lot more open, stuff like that. But still here, especially in the town that I live in, if people find out you're gay, they go to the other side of the street, you're walking down the street and things like that.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
So in my profession, I'd be blackballed and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, I can make that happen. So I finally said, okay, how? And she informed me that her friend, who she had just hooked up with, son was gay. Now,
okay.
My wife's about 10 years older than me. Her friend's a little older than that. So I'm actually pretty close to her son's age, within about 4 years of her son's age. And she said, I can hook you up with him.
Oh, my goodness. And this is incestuous.
I thought, this is kind of weird. You know, you hooked up with his mom. You want me to hook up with him? I said, well, I'll talk to him. We'll see. So we chatted a little bit, and we exchanged some pictures and stuff like that. I never could quite bring myself to do it. And I explained that to her. She said, well, if you're ever ready, just let me know, and we'll work something out. But we moved off. Really, we haven't talked to either one of them in years or anything like that. And there's really only been that one episode between her and her friend next door in that right there.
Mm-hmm. But that kind of starts in the going outside the marriage looking for pleasure.
Yeah.
Now, in the exchanging pictures, I did find that I do like to show off for other men, especially in the panties and the lingerie and things like that. I like to know that they're getting off on what I'm showing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I found the world of Chatterbait and other websites and stuff like that where you can video chat.
Yeah.
With other guys. And I got in that video chat, and I was pretty heavy in that. I mean, I was spending probably 4 or 5 hours a week video chatting guys, and I never got myself off doing that, but I would do things to help get them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being dressed up, playing with toys and things like that. She was aware of that. She was okay with it. It was kind of a safe release for that side of me.
Right.
We started talking about, you know, she told me you can have some, a male partner if you want to. And she told me about this app called Grindr. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, get on there, see what you can find. So I spent a lot of time on Grindr talking to a lot of guys, stuff like that. But there are just a lot of flakes on there that, for lack of a better term, they're looking for pictures and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have any luck for a long time. Until I am sitting out of town for a seminar with the job I was working with. And I'm staying at this hotel out of town. I've been out of town for about a week. And it was 2 days before I got ready to leave. And while we're sitting at a seminar, I heard a tone go off on somebody's phone. Only place I've ever heard this tone before is on the Grindr app.
Right.
And that light bulb goes off in my head. I'm like, wait a minute. This could be hot.
Mm-hmm.
This could be fun. So later that night, I called my wife and said, hey, you'll never believe what happened to me. And I told her. And she said, you have to hook up with him. So, no. Now, this guy works in the same industry I do, but we all come from all over the U.S., so chances of me ever seeing him again were nil.
Right.
And she finally talked me into it. She said, no, you need – I told her, I said, well, if I'm going to do something with a guy, you know, I want to be dressed up. She actually Googled the closest adult store for me. She said, here's one 2 miles from you. Go get you some lingerie, mesh that guy, get your freak on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I did exactly as she told me to. I walked to the lingerie shop. Now, this is my first time ever buying women's garments for myself. I was kind of sheepishly looking through the racks, things like that. And the clerk came over and said, can I help you with something? I'm like, it's for my wife. She said, okay, I don't care. I said, well, she's plus size. She said, how much plus size? I kind of looked at myself. I said, kind of like me. She said, gotcha. And so she walked me over to the correct rack so I could find something that I wanted. And I got me a little blue teddy with stockings and all that stuff. You know, shaking, put my card in the machine, and I got out of there as fast as I could. Went back to the room, got on Grindr, and I thought, man, how am I going to know which guy this is? Luckily, there are only 3 guys within 1,000 feet of me on Grindr, so I messaged all 3 of them.
Right.
Started sending them pictures. As I got their names, I took, because you only get first names on there for safety.
Mm-hmm.
As they got their names, I took the roster from the class,
yeah,
match it with the name, and try to see if I can see any pictures where I can match something up.
Uh-huh.
And this guy happened to have a picture of a Navy flag on his Grindr, and on his Facebook, he also had a same picture of the Navy flag. So I said, that's the guy.
Wow. That was good detective work.
I'm good at it.
Yeah.
So I was able to figure out who this guy was.
Mm-hmm.
I did not tell him who I was, but we chatted back and forth. He wanted to at first. He did. He was back and forth. Finally, I told him, I said, look, no strings attached. I'll walk in. Let me go to your bathroom, change. I'll come in. I'll service you. I'll leave. No harm, no foul. No words have to be spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally said, okay. So I go down there. As he opens the door, he sees me. He's like, oh, my God. Because he recognizes me from the class we were in.
Yeah.
I said, don't worry. I said, don't worry about it. Go lay on the bed. So he went down to bed, and I got changed. And I got to suck my first cock that night.
First time in real life.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm.
And he enjoyed it, too. He told me, he's like, are you sure this is your first time? I said, it's my first time on a real one. So, but we had a lot of fun with that. You know, he took some time and kind of explored my body while I was wearing lingerie. He
told me, he's like, you know, I've never seen a man in lingerie before. And I said, well, I've never let a man see me in lingerie before, but you let me suck him off. And I swallowed again, like one of your past people talked about. I don't know why women complain about that. It's not that bad. It goes right down the throat.
Yeah, so, I'm right there with you.
But then I left. You know, we didn't hardly say anything after I left. Next day, we're in class. We hardly make eye contact. It's like nothing's happened or anything like that. But come lunchtime, I got a message. Again, I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we left to lunch, everybody, go to his room, and we do it again. The exact same thing. And it was just as hot as the first time, maybe more so because we had to go back to the class. And the entire time I'm thinking, man, I hope my breath doesn't smell like his cock.
Right.
This would be bad. But told my wife about all that stuff, and she found it very odd. She was upset that I did not take any pictures. But I told her about it, and she said, well, did you bottom for him? I said, no, that's, I don't want to do that. She said, well, you enjoy pegging. You should try the bottom. I said, I don't know about that. You know, I enjoy the pegging because you're there and the domination part of it and all that stuff. She said, okay, yeah, we'll see. I get home a few days later, and when I get home, there's an Amazon box sitting on the bed. Inside that Amazon box is one of the little fucking machines you hook a dildo to.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, what is this? She said, that's for you. So, okay. I said, I don't know how to use this or what to do with it. She said, oh, yeah, you do. And that box sat in the closet for a few weeks before I finally decided to pull it out. And since, I have almost worn it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's one of the greatest inventions ever.
What is it, like the Sibian?
It's not a Sibian. It's got little suction cups on it, and you kind of adjust it the height you want, and you put whatever attachment you want on the end of it, and it just in and out for you. You can adjust the speed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something you ride on or anything like that. But as long as those suction cups hold, it'll give you hours and hours of pleasure.
Right.
I know that from experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that after that first time of me stepping out, that kind of opened her up to the idea of hot wifing, because we had talked about this before a little bit. We had kind of looked around, but always got cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she wasn't real sure how I would take it if we actually did it. So after all this, we start really earnestly looking for a bull for her. So I told her, I'd really like for you to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only would that pleasure me to know you're getting pleasure, it'd make me feel a little bit better about stepping out as well.
Right.
After a lot of vetting, a lot of talking to guys, we finally found one. One thing we were concerned about, we wanted somebody that was either single, or if they were married, their spouse knew about it. We
right.
didn't want any drama. And we found this guy, and he assured us his spouse knew about it and everything. But when it come time for the hotel and all that stuff, he's like, well, I can't put that on my card. I tell you what, you pay for it on your card, I'll pay you back my half in cash. And I told him, this sounds iffy. She's like, he's hot, I want to do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go ahead and do it. So I was gone out of town again, but she told me, she said, hey, he's free this day, I'm free this day, call and get us a hotel. So she actually made me call and get the hotel and pay for the hotel for him, which is another aspect I found really hot in the whole thing. Here I am setting up a room for my wife to get fucked by another man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so she goes to the room. She sends me a picture of her laying on the bed. I get a text message a few minutes later saying he's knocking at the door. And all of a sudden, nothing. I get ghosted. She turns off location on her phone, everything.
What?
And after about 2 hours, I just kind of start panicking. I'm like, did something happen to her? I sent her with a pistol and everything, you know, in case there are creepers out there.
Oh, my God, people.
I started thinking, did something happen? Why did she turn off her location? And finally she called me. She said, I'm done. I said, are you okay? She said, yeah. I said, why was your location turned off? Why wouldn't I be able to get a hold of you? Why haven't you been texting or calling? She said, because I was fucking another man and you didn't need to know about it.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me she did that just for the sole purpose of keeping me in suspense as to what was going on. She said, because I knew you would be checking my location every 5 minutes, which she was right. I was. I wanted to know exactly how long it took. And I got home 2 days later. She refused to talk about it until I got home. I got home 2 days later, and she gave me a very small list of details as far as what happened. Yes, she did oral on him. Yes, there was kissing, different positions and all that stuff. But when it come down to me asking the question, well, did you come? She would not answer it. She would not answer that question regardless.
How come?
I said, well, I need to know.
Yeah.
I didn't know at first.
Mm-hmm.
But what she told me, she said she wanted to keep a little bit of that to herself. I said, well, that's something we need to discuss because I want us to be a harmful, open and honest. And later on, she admits to me, she said, I didn't come with him. She said, I couldn't because of the nurse. She said, but I didn't want to tell you that because I didn't want you to think that I didn't enjoy it because I did enjoy it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which I still don't understand how women can have sex, not have an orgasm and enjoy it. But I guess that's the female anatomy. I guess that's the way it works.
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that either. But people have told me I'm very wrong about that. So whatever. I'm right there with you. I mean, to me, if I'm having sex, I have to have an orgasm or I feel like it did, you know, I didn't get accomplished what I set out to get accomplished. Like for me, that's the end, you know? So I don't know, but I'm supposedly wrong.
It's like baking a cake and not eating it, right?
Yeah. I don't get it. And I always have an orgasm every single time I fool around someone. That's the way it goes. So I don't understand it, but other people that are very into sex, people that will tell me that I'm wrong and will say what you just said, which is that, you know, those women could be completely pleasured and have a great time, but not have an orgasm. But anyway, go on.
All right. So that led to some incredible sex with us. I mean, probably the hottest sex we've ever had in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Me knowing that I'm entering her and having recently been used and that another man had been there and this opportunity for me to kind of demonstrate that, yes, you did that, but you're mine.
Yeah.
You're always going to be mine. I don't think a lot of people realize that reclamation period afterwards is so intense.
A lot of people talk about it. Yeah, a lot of people talk about the reclaiming. That's a big part of it.
There's something in the man's mind where he has to reestablish dominance over that female body.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to several weeks of very hot sex for us. And, you know, we talked about it every time we did it.
Right.
But we went and we took a couple weeks, actually about 2 months there, and we discussed it very in depth. How did we feel? Have our feelings changed at all? Are we still comfortable with it? We want to do it again? Not so much, a different guy, all that stuff. And we ultimately decided that we both enjoy it very much. We enjoy how it happened with me getting the hotel and all that stuff. And she did enjoy it with that guy. He's a safe guy. We don't want a ton of partners involved in our marriage. So we decided we're going to go back with that same guy again.
Mm-hmm.
We reached out to him. Actually, through Reddit was the webpage we used. Didn't get a response. So we reached out to a couple other guys we talked to in the past, kind of vetted that were backups before. And there was one guy that he was like, yeah, I'm down. So my wife said, hey, this is the day I'm free. This is the time. Are you free? And he ghosted us. Man, what's going on? You know, it shouldn't be this hard for me to let other men sleep with my wife.
Yeah,
if I had known this was a lifestyle when I was single, I would have been all over this.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, we get a message on there from an ad we put on a long time ago. Didn't recognize the name. And it says, hey, stranger. And do we know you? And he sends his fake picture. It's the same guy from the first time. He just has a different account.
Oh, wow.
and we were like, awesome.
Yeah.
So we told him, we were like, hey, you know, we thought maybe you didn't think she was a good lay or something because you ghosted us before. He's like, oh, no, I lost access to that account. This is my new account. And he said, well, I didn't think you guys would anything because you hadn't talked to me in a couple months. So, well, it took us time to process because our first time.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, yeah, well, you know, we're looking for a second. He was like, yeah, when and where? I'll be there. So we set up the second time, same thing. I was gone out of town, coming back that night, actually. I set up the motel for him.
Sent the information to him. She went up there. She sent me the picture before of her dressed in the bed. Text me whenever he called or knocked on the door. And so I thought, okay, here's my next 2 or 3 hours sitting here waiting.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 minutes later, I get a picture of her sucking his cock. I'm like, whoa, I wasn't expecting this. Because I joked. I said, I want pictures this time. She's like, yeah, right. You ain't getting no pictures. And I got that picture. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, your wife's hot. Later. She really knows how to change things up and do things without you realizing it. And, you know, she's always throwing in surprises. She's got a good imagination. Oh, yeah. You know, she knows how to, she like knows what she's doing.
A few minutes later, I get a video message. I open it up. It's just a black screen. Mm-hmm. As I turn the volume up, she is moaning. She had the phone down on the bed where you can't record anything, just recording the audio. And I hear her moaning. You know, screaming, fuck me. I'm about to cut. I thought, oh, my God, this is the hottest thing ever.
Because
mm-hmm. I've heard my wife say that before, but never for another man.
Right.
And then when I hear him talking to her, I'm like, I'm going to lose it right here.
Yeah.
You know, it's the whole time I'm sitting behind my desk. I'm looking through the windows thinking, man, would anybody notice if I just maybe rub one out real quick? But she sent that. And then nothing else the rest of the time till they're done. She called me when they're done, and she said, did you get that picture and that video? I said, yeah, the video didn't have an actual video. It was audio. She said, I know. I said, what do you mean you know? She said, you don't need to see it. I said, you're killing me. You know, I want to see this.
Yeah.
So she sent me a short little 10-second clip he had taken of her after he had used her. So, I mean, he had just got done with the deed. She's bent over the bed. He takes a video and everything shows that she has just been used and gives her a little smack on the ass. And I was like, I'm coming home right now.
Wow.
So I take off driving down the highway, speeding, trying to get home as fast as I can. I walk in. We don't say hardly 3 words to each other. I pick her up. We go back to the bedroom. And again, the reclamation sex was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Then I find out, there's almost 40 minutes of video she took, but she went through and edited the certain parts out she wanted me to see.
Yeah.
Finally, I got the full video and I got to watch it. And this was about 6-7 months ago. I have watched that video at least 200 times.
Wow.
Since I've seen it. Saw it the first time.
It's like your favorite porn.
So it's something about watching your woman do that. Right. She is my favorite porn star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nobody compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been talking to the bull a little bit more. Actually, we had a conversation this morning with him about meeting up later this week. And now they're wanting me to get involved in it. Part of the thing is I have to be locked in the chastity cage and I'd have to be in lingerie to be there. I'm going to be involved.
It's all coming together. Everything that you've ever been into is all integrating into one. You're able to
be exactly
who you are. You got it all. You're about to have it all, right? It's crazy.
George Lucas couldn't write a movie better than this. I promise you.
I know. Totally.
We don't know exactly how I'm going to be involved. There's been discussion. You know, I told him I would like to prepare him orally for her. I would like to guide him into her and definitely perform cleanup afterwards. He has expressed that he would like to take her anally, and she said, absolutely not, but I have somebody that's willing to step up if you need that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's talking about me, so that might be a thing.
Yeah.
But that's something we have on the horizon. Now, I have had a few more blowjobs I've been able to give through Grindr, and actually, since my email I sent you about 2 days ago, I got the bottom for the first time. So that was
kidding.
An experience. Yeah, it mm-hmm. was it wasn't exactly what I was expecting. Called a guy over. I was going to wear lingerie. I was going to service him with my mouth. And I explained to him, I was like, eventually I like the bottom, but, you know, I want to meet the right guy, and I want to be sure it vibes there and I feel safe and all that stuff, because it is a big step.
Yeah.
And it started out just like we had talked about, me blowing him in lingerie and all that stuff. And then he started talking about gay massage porn. I was like, yeah, I've always loved gay massage porn. That's one of the things I like to watch. I said, but I always envision myself being, you know, the guy getting his back rubbed, all that stuff, and then the masseuse starts, you know, exploring with his hands. And next thing you know, he's taking full advantage of the guy he was massaging. He was like, yeah, we can do that. So I stripped lingerie off real quick. So this is going to be my first time with another man, not wearing lingerie, just straight man on man, two hairy guys doing their thing.
Right.
I'm laying on my stomach. He's rubbing my shoulders and my arms, all that stuff. And then he does this kind of strange thing where he lays down on my, I'm on my stomach. He's laid down with his stomach to my back and his, the penis is right in between my butt crack. He just starts kind of thrusting right there in between my butt crack. I'm like, man, that feels pretty good. I'm not going to lie. And he starts biting on my neck and stuff like that. And then he starts all the name calling stuff. And I'm really into the name calling degrading, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he started doing all that stuff. And finally, I cracked. I said, did you bring condom? Did you bring lube? He said, absolutely. Are you sure? I said, yeah. So he went and got those. And we argued back and forth about what would be the best position and everything. We finally figured it out. And I was kind of underwhelmed. It lasted all of about a minute and a half. And I was like, this is how women feel. You know, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I can say I experienced now. I enjoyed it. And maybe something we can do further down the road with the bull that we have.
Right. It sounds like it's going in that direction. And like I said, it's interesting because it's on the table that you might also be able to include the other big part of you, which is, you know, the lingerie and the panties, all that stuff. It's like everything that you've ever been into and wired, you know, when you were little, all coming to a head. I want to ask you a quick question. Does your wife know that you're calling into the show, or are you doing this on the DL? And I ask because if she knew, I'd be like, oh, let's get some pics of her. Like, how hot is she? I don't know. I always think strippers are always, you know, really good looking. I don't know. Am I wrong? I don't know.
Yeah. She knows that I'm calling in the show. I asked her, I said, do you want to call in with me? She said, absolutely not.
No, that's okay. But
I said, okay.
Yeah.
I might be able to talk some pictures out of her.
But if you want to, if she's interested, if you want to. Also for you, I have like a cross-dressing tier where like I would put like if you want to send in, because I was always just getting pictures of the females, you know, but like why not get pictures of the guys, especially, you know, you dress up and stuff. So if you also want to send in a pic, I think people would be interested in just seeing, you know, anonymous pics and also R-rated pics or PG-rated pics. Nothing X-rated. I always say, like, no dicks in the pic, no if it's females, no tits or anything. I don't show stuff like that. But sexy pics and what guys send in is just sometimes just like a body shot. So I think what would be interesting for your pics is because you talk about how big you are and masculine, and here you are switching sometimes. So it is like, what does that guy look like as a guy regularly, you know? And maybe you want to send in a pic of you dressed up. I don't know, that's your thing. But if you want to send in a couple pics to go with this whole story, that would be great. If not, that's totally fine. And if you want to include one of your girl, let me know. And then if you do, I'll put it in the intro, and if you don't, I won't include it. It's totally cool.
Also, I'll think on it for sure, because I like showing off, even though I feel like I look kind of ridiculous, but I like showing off for other people for sure.
All right. Well, Dean, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story. It is an interesting story that just got, you know, progressed more and more. And I think a lot of guys that are listening are going to be very jealous that you've been able to be out and about living out all of your fantasies with your girl, you know, consensually, like I said, very openly. That's awesome.
I appreciate you letting me share it, and I look forward to seeing where it goes, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.